edition of American Exposé. Here it is, the 21st. The 21st of October, 2005. The games and scenarios by the press continues, and the world is just encapsulated with all these different directions that are manipulating us on a constant basis, people, and that's just what it is. A constant massive manipulation of population reduction is what's going on, big time. I'm very angry today. As all these scenarios are coming into place, as all the common sense in my part comes into place, we're very much manipulated in every facet of society today, and the world as well. I did speak to Joan Vion yesterday. The reason she didn't call me back is because she doesn't receive any response from shows she's on, and mine's no different. She agreed to come on Monday, but she's got to get some response from you listeners out there. And that means purchasing the United Nations Global Straitjacket written 6 years ago. As far as I'm concerned, if you don't have it, you must have the Handbook of the New World Order. That's what it says on the back. It's the Handbook of the New World Order. I agree wholeheartedly. She put a lot of effort into this book, and it's the companion book to our global neighborhood. I keep them together all the time. These two books, I have them in my hand all the time now. We discussed things yesterday, and we discussed environmental modification. She talks about Beirut and how Beirut was given a war and was completely transformed into a sustainable community. Beirut was given a war and was completely transformed into a sustainable community, listeners. This is happening now. Think of Kosovo, which used to be Yugoslavia. Now I believe it's divided into three countries, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Kosovo, and I'm not sure. I don't have a map in front of me, and I haven't looked at a map, and shame on me. We should all be looking at a map of the world on a constant basis because things are changing, and we should know what's going on all over the world because it's a UN-engineered system, State Department behind it. It's a mess. And thank you, Sharon, for sending me Oklahoma Celebrates United Nations Day 2005. I don't like talking about the UN all the time. It's just the way it is. I have no choice. If we don't get this boondoggle out of the way, we have no chance. And this is the problem that we have. We aren't able to connect dots because there's hardly any publicity about the UN on the television. But yet we have another Wilma, another hurricane. Here we are. Big time publicity for Wilma. And weather modification cannot be dislodged. It can't be dislodged from your brains. You have to constantly worry and constantly concern yourself about environmental modification. Creation of earthquakes. The West Coast is going to get an earthquake. When is it going to happen? Tomorrow? 2 weeks, 2 days, 2 years, the West Coast will get a tsunami. They'll get an earthquake. It's just a matter of time. So these are the directions. Joan Vion will be with us on Monday, but you've got to respond to her directions. The consumption tax, that's the consumption tax is on the way, listeners. And that's going to be the last nail in our coffin, according to Joan Vion. Stay with us. We'll be right back. As we get started here, let's hear some of Joan Vion's newsletter. From a global perspective, all the barriers between countries are down, and the world is moving fast towards a global currency and a global tax. although the barriers are down, the world still is not acting as one. The final interconnectedness between the world's inhabitants has not yet happened. But through man-made natural disasters, such as hurricanes, Katrina and Rita, the earthquake in Pakistan, and the mudslides in Guatemala, the people of the world will be united in their sympathy and compassion through an outpouring of gifts, which has already been evident. According to a world expert on hurricanes, Dr. William Gray, Katrina was called, quote, this paper is written with the thesis that Hurricane Katrina and now Hurricane Rita, which is now predicted as being as unusual storm and one of the worst storms in our country's history. According to a world expert on hurricanes, Dr. William Gray is a man-made, this is something that she sent me that is all crossed out. I'm not sure if she doesn't want me to read it or not. But this is vital information. Let's just move down to a place and see where we go from here. I've never received anything that has everything crossed out on it, and I guess I just better not read it at this stage. Maybe she sent me something else in addition to this. I apologize. Completely caught me off guard, but the situation here. Let's go back to the beginning and see where it goes. It used to be that a country was taken over by the strongest general or warlord, but the age of high technology and weather modification, natural disasters, are the equivalent to war. Without the required armies, war and natural disaster do the same thing. They are an economic stimulus, and they transfer wealth from the common man to the unscrupulous. Today, the need to protect our sovereignty is not only from a national level, but from the international level, where the United Nations operates, at the economic and natural disaster level, but also at the global level with the entrenchment of the United Nations. America has been the strongest country in the world, but as we begin the third millennium, it is apparent that we have been greatly economically weakened, economically through our dependence on $2 billion in foreign investments, which funds our daily federal deficit to keep us afloat, and from our dependence on foreign oil, do not bode well for continuing our unparalleled strength. Because of our financial shortfall, parts of our government are being sold through public-private partnerships. While the cost of energy will substantially raise the cost of living, the first has given rise to buyout government business, which is also known as public-private partnerships, while the second will raise the cost of living exponentially. There are those who say that Hurricane Katrina and now Rita are God's judgment on a modern-day American Sodom and Gomorrah. This paper is written from the viewpoint that while others say it was planned and managed to further global interconnectedness, furthermore, it was the Vietnam War that prompted our government to find ways to modify the weather so as to help our troops fight in unfamiliar terrain. In the 1970s, our government, along with Britain, perfected tsunami bombs. In the 1970s, I repeat, our government, along with Britain, perfected tsunami bombs using the top-secret South Seas-based Diego Garcia. Is it impossible to think that they can either create or help hurricanes along? Is God reaching down from heaven to remind us of eternal truths, or are unscrupulous men looking to benefit for their own greedy purposes? And she says, the following is written for us to decide. Well, we'll see how far I can get with this. Over the last 11 years, while covering high-level global conferences I have often observed how many financial, political, and natural disasters have occurred before a particular meeting or around the time of a new global report is being unveiled that helps to set precedence for major policy changes on the global level. This is written from the understanding that I have gained as a result of reading thousands of pages of global documents, attending key meetings, and interviewing many, many individuals in positions of knowledge and power. Proud and powerful America is facing a multitude of problems in a changing world. Up until the last 10 years, America was the only superpower in need of securing large amounts of oil reserves worldwide. However, with the rise of China and India, all that has changed. A month before Hurricane Katrina, Congress passed three important bills, the Central American Free Trade Act, CAFTA, the Energy Bill, and the Transportation Bill. As a result of our growing federal and trade deficits, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan has been warning us on a continual basis of our folly. The Bank for International Settlements, the Central Bank's Bank, or Central Banker's Bank, and Mr. Greenspan have been warning for the last 2 years about the rising bubble and about America's growing deficits. Are all these things related, she asks. From a global perspective, all the barriers between countries are down, and the world is moving very fast towards a global currency and a global tax. This is where I left off at the beginning of the broadcast. Although the barriers are down, the world still is not acting as one. The financial interconnectedness between the world's inhabitants has not yet happened. But through man-made natural disasters such as Hurricane Katrina and Rita, the earthquake in Pakistan, and the mudslides in Guatemala, the people of the world will be united in their sympathy and compassion through an outpouring of gifts, which has already been evident. According to a world expert in hurricanes, Dr. William Gray, Katrina was called, quote, this paper is written with the thesis that Hurricane Katrina and now Hurricane Rita, which is now predicted as being, end quote, an unusual storm and one of the worst storms in our histories, in our country's history. According to a world expert on hurricanes, Dr. William Gray, is our man-made storms. Okay, see, this is the problem with the writing of this section. Because there is an evolutionary process at work in the world today, what we are seeing is a changing world, which then demands changing structures. Furthermore, with weather modification, it is now possible to use natural disasters for greedy purposes in order to change the economical and political landscape. So this is sort of where I left off as I went back to the beginning. But I can see how this goes a little further. Quite distressing to me, quite angering to me. But yet she's connecting dots that I'm connecting. We aren't communicating. But the point is, how are you going to get people in these communities, these sustainable communities? Regarding the biodiversity treaty, slow down. This treaty will move human beings by 2025 into protected islands in which they will not be able to get out or move from. These islands will be surrounded by corridors and buffer zones. There are many laws which are being passed that are moving us bit by bit, thousands of acres into protected wildlife heritage and ecosystems. This is why we had Dan Byfield on yesterday. And see, all this maneuvering that's going on, weather modification, you can't ignore it. It can't be ignored. It's happening right now. This cannot be ignored any longer. The fact that it exists, the fact that they've proven it, the fact that a treaty of the UN system was made in 1977 to not use weather modification on each other, or actually it's environmental modification. This is a tragedy in the making, listeners. Anything you see on the television, the Communitarian News Network, or MSNBC, I would say 90% of it, maybe even 95% of it, maybe even 98% of it, is totalitarian propaganda. The scenarios that are being played out on us on a constant basis with the Illuminati bankers in control. Yeah, I use that word on occasion. That's their symbol on the back of the dollar bill. The Illuminati, formed on May 1st, 1776. It hasn't stopped. That's the deception we live today, listeners. A major monumental deception called environmental modification. I'm fed up. I'll be back. Stay with me. Welcome back to the broadcast, people. What a mess, huh? Well, as most of you don't know what a public-private partnership is, let's hear what it is. A public-private partnership is exactly what it says it is. First, it is a partnership that is a business arrangement, and it is for profit. This arrangement is sealed by a formal business agreement or contract. In business, a partnership provides its partners with the most flexible arrangement for doing business that there is. A partnership can have two or more partners, and it can have several layers of partnerships, all of which are interrelated. Secondly, a public-private partnership has partners that are both public, meaning government, and private, meaning individuals, corporations, foundations, and or non-governmental organizations. Historically, such deals are considered glaring conflicts of interest, and as such, not in the best interest of the people. The public partners include all levels of government, from local government to county, state, regional, and federal government, in addition to international agencies and foreign governments. Private partners, as mentioned, include a wide range of non-governmental organizations. These can include any corporations of substance, national, multinational, or transnational corporations, and non-governmental organizations like Planned Parenthood, the Sierra Club, the Nature Conservancy, World Wildlife Federation, the local Do-Gooder Foundation, and the Ford, Rockefeller, and or Carnegie Foundations. Okay. Examples of public-private partnerships include sewer systems, power plants, water facilities, computers in classrooms, renovations to the Washington Monument, and many other similar projects. When you see these three words, know that our Constitution and representative government is being destroyed. It should be noted that there is a new form of governmental arrangements which now governs society called corporate governance. This has come about as a result of the new and prominent role which corporations are playing in helping to govern society. It fits in very well with public-private partnerships. There are some concerns, however, with the growing power of multinational and transnational corporations as they are trying to pass their own constitution called the Multilateral Agreement on Investment, the MAI, which would allow corporations to sue countries if there is any political instability for losses they incur in doing business. Interestingly, at the Democratic Leadership Council Conference on Progressive Governance held in April 25th of 1999, the German Socialist Prime Minister Gerhard Schroeder said, quote, "The internationalization of economies should not be followed by an internationalization of politics. We have to include the private business community. They should have their liberties, the freedom of choice, and the freedom to make decisions they consider right," end quote. When you bring these entities together, where does the power lie? With the deepest pockets. Is that government? No, It's business. Another form of transfer of power and destruction of our American form of representative government. As a result, representative government disappears. What this means is that as corporations gain more and more power, their circle will become much larger than the other circles. Government will become less significant and, in time, a hollow structure. These wealthy families who want to recreate the United States to suit their purposes, and who are members of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, and whose foundations fund the New World Order army of non-governmental organizations, have just accomplished their goals, a transfer of power and the elimination of the Constitution. They are now in control. The economic agenda is orchestrated by them as well. This new concept just happens to fulfill Prince Charles' statement, quote, governments can't do it by themselves, end quote. When business and government partner to marry, they have just entered into a fascist relationship. Bottom line, when you marry government with business, all of the existing rules of law and government change as the checks and balances of our Constitution no longer pertain. When corporations rule the world financially and politically, only those who espouse the corporate philosophy will have a job. Want to keep your job? You may have to sell your soul. The door is wide open for anything, politically, socially, and economically. Plunder is tyranny. In result of public-private partnerships, listeners, how many of you know about this? Plan on buying Joan Vion's book next week, listeners, The Global Straitjacket. I know it would be lucky if 1% of you had it. You need it. It's the handbook for the New World Order. Okay, welcome back to the show, listeners. It's called American Exposé, American spelled with a K on purpose, as a statement to where we are today. Go to the website AmericanExpose.com. Spend a lot of time there in whether we like it or not. That's the weather modification section that Darren set up. Agenda 21, Chapter 7, Section 7.9, Paragraph G. Listen carefully to this. All countries, where appropriate, should develop and implement resettlement programs that address the specific problems of displaced populations in their respective countries. That's Agenda 21, Chapter 7, Section 7.9, Paragraph G. Once again, quote, all countries, where appropriate, should develop and implement resettlement programs that address the specific problems of displaced population in their respective countries. That's what it says here, end quote. So vital that you connect these dots, listeners, to what's going on today, because understanding this is everyone's responsibility. We've been too lackadaisical with who's going to be the next president. And each president that comes into place furthers the New World Order UN agenda plans. This is the way it goes. This is just the way it is. The media keeps us encapsulated with individuals that are in some particular form of public sphere, and yet weather modification is being used to relocate populations. As I think I said earlier, Joan Vion spent time in Beirut before they had the war, and it was a beautiful place. And then she went to a conference some years later and was told, after, you know, Beirut was given a war, and was told that Beirut was completely redesigned into a sustainable community. So she's well aware of this. She's coming from her directions. I'm coming from my direction. And certainly they don't interconnect except all the time. Oklahoma celebrates United Nations Day 2005. In the spring of 1945, representatives of 50 nations gathered in San Francisco to put the final touches on a document of far-reaching consequences, the Charter of the United Nations. Boy, what a mouthful. A document of far-reaching consequences, to the point where we have sustainable communities, we have Agenda 21, we have buffer zones, no habitat areas, rewilding America, invasive species, endangered species. So all these connecting of the dots are simple if we were given any kind of direction about it. And this network and the handful of other networks are vital to get the information out. If this network does not grow, it dies. And I've been broadcasting, this is my 10th year. I've seen them die. I've seen them disappear. Your direction to support this network is vital. Otherwise, it dies. As I've seen AmeriNet die. I've seen the Worldwide Freedom Network die. I've seen Republic Radio die. And there you go. Let's go to the phones. Let's bring up Bruce in Colorado. Hello, Bruce.
Well, hi there. I was listening to your reading earlier about what the Katrina, and they were asking the question, whoever you were reading from.
Joan Vion.
Right. Did it come from, you know, some kind of a divine, you know, a divine thing, or was it weather modification? Now, the way I see it is it was weather modification and divine, both. And the way I see it is that God has, well, see, God, nothing can happen. These people can't do anything without the permission of God. And also, the Illuminati in their earlier plans, when they put together, what are we going to do to the United States of America? They had a whole list of stuff, you know, and they, one of them was communism, and the other one, but, well, the main thing I want to talk about is that they were going to demoralize the youth, and that's exactly what they did. Generation after generation, the dumbing down of the youth.
And the drugging, you know,
down. The drugging down.
Yes.
The pornography, etc. Now, this
yes.
is part of the New World Order's plan.
Absolutely.
Now, we know, you know, if we look at any of these videos that are out there that show that these globalists are Satanists, we know that they're really getting their directions from Satan. And Satan, what Satan does is he has the Bible understood. And the Bible says that if a nation goes into sin, that God's going to withhold his blessings. Now, God has given the blessings to this country from its inception, and right now he's withholding it. So what I want to tell you is that, tell the people out there is this, that this is spiritual warfare. You know, this whole political thing is spiritual in nature. And unless we come back to God as a nation, we're headed for destruction, because history repeats itself. When a country goes decadent, it just becomes completely immoral, then the rest of it just goes. And what? Right now, God has been showing his mercy, because he's withheld a lot of wrath. There's a lot of bad things that could have happened, that almost happened. You know, there could have been by now total martial law from a nuclear explosion done by the globalists. It hasn't happened. And I think we need to thank God. And I think we need to, if already close to the Lord, I think we need to tell other people, look, you're contributing to this destruction by being decadent, because this is part of the problem.
Well, just remember, the decadence was created by whom?
Well, it was created by the globalists.
The decadence was created by man, okay?
Well, it was created by men, but the globalists, you know, pushed it along.
Right. The men behind the scenes created the decadence. The men behind the scenes created the dumbing down process. The CIA helped to create the drug culture in America by creating LSD. And here you have the Golden Triangle in the Far East. You have drug importation going on a constant basis, all done by man, greedy men, wanting to control the world, wanting to eliminate a major portion of the population. But the big target through the last 60, 70, 80, 90 years is this country. which was a strong country at one time. But understand that God wasn't responsible for the destruction of mankind, because mankind is responsible for the destruction of mankind. Men behind the scenes, powerful men, and really, I don't like to take it any further back than the Federal Reserve System, because we are trying to increase our numbers here, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we are.
And that is my feeling, is that you've got the religions that are controlling mankind too. You've got the Vatican, you've got the Jews, you've got the Protestants, you've got the Hindus, you've got the Buddhists. They've all got their directions, and now you have the United Religions at the UN system, and now you have a new god, Mother Gaia, Earth, and so this is the UN's god now, Gaia. But all that in our thought pattern should be eliminated, because we are privileged to have our own belief in what we have,
right,
and what we ought
right.
to believe in. But
yeah.
under you got to understand, though, that all this creation of disaster and mind-numbing directions has been created by man.
Oh yes, it has been created by man. That's true. But it in itself has its repercussions. I can see that, looking at it from that perspective. Now, I just want to mention my website, because I have a little bit more detail on this, and I just like people to look at the website.
All right.
And also, I've got some very interesting stuff about prophecy, you know, what's going on now, how does the New World Order fit in with certain descriptions, and so on. Anyway, you click at the word Israel at the site, Psy Council, and it's P as in Paul, S as in Sam, I as in India, and then the word Council. It's all one word, Psy Council. psiconsel.com. But click at Israel when you get there, and you'll see what I've been saying, how it fits in a sense, but it also refers to some prophecy that has to do with the New World Order. But everything depends on man. Yes, it does depend on what we do. It depends on whether we multiply and tell other people about the problem, and I believe in doing that. I believe in telling people about what's going on with the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that as much as I can. I know I must sound like a nut at sometimes when I say they're going to force. I said to this guy the other day, I said, you know, they're going to force that thing in your arm.
Yeah, there you go.
You better get, oh, no, no. He said, I'll just tell him no.
Baloney.
I said, no. I said, we're talking. I said, if I sounded paranoid, this is a pretty good friend of mine. I said, if I sounded paranoid to you before, I said, now you're for sure going to think I belong in a loony bin, but I don't care.
Yeah,
they're going to come down here. When that starts going on in this country, and you hear about these pandemics here, pandemics there, I said, you better understand one thing. I said, they're going to shove that thing in your arm, or they're going to throw you away somewhere, and they're going to shoot you. I said, you're not going to get away with not getting that shot. And that shot will kill you, in all likelihood.
You won't be able to buy food unless you have your vaccinations up to date.
Oh, yeah, that's why I've been saying, and I've got this in detail on my website.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good, Bruce.
You go up into the wilderness, and you bury your food, and you bury your water, and you'll be ready to go there. That's what I got on my website.
Well, I appreciate your call, Bruce.
All right. Well.
Thank you. ZOA.org, you can check out that as well, listeners, if you want. Zionist Organization of America, ZOA.org. It does exist. Not on our website, but it does exist. Sheldon, welcome to the show, Sheldon. Hi.
There was a guy named Ben Livingston on Alex Jones' show this morning. He's a Pentagon's weather warfare specialist, he was at one time.
Works for Weather Modification Incorporated.
Oh, yeah, because my friend told me about it. I didn't get to hear Alex's show.
Uh-huh.
I would. Sounds like he'd be a good guest to bring on your show, and so would Richard Hoagland and this, what's his name? Mark McCandlish.
Uh-huh.
Because this definitely needs more exposure.
Work on getting me those phone numbers and email them to me, will you?
Yeah, I'll do that. I didn't get you on bad terms with John the other day, did I?
Well, it's not something to talk about on the air. You know, it's not something to talk about right now. It's just not logical to do. Let's move on to Carol. Hello, Carol. How are you today?
Hello, Chris.
Hi.
Long time no talk to you.
Long time.
You know who I am.
Yeah, you should leave your number at the board so I can contact you.
Okay, I have a website that you must go to, and it's called whatdoesitmean.com. Have you been there?
I know of it, and I've been there, yes.
Have you been there recently?
No. Is this your website?
No. I found this from another website, but they tell how 14 German terrorists come into Georgia and stole the 1918 flu virus, genetic flu virus that our government made.
Okay.
They come in through the Dominican Republic. And remember the stolen airplane?
No. Tell us.
I didn't see much about it, but an airplane was stolen, and they found it empty. Well, they come in through the Dominican and flew into, I don't know if they landed in Georgia, but they also knew exactly which hard drive to get the information off of.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, the Germans said they were trying to get him for other things besides this, but I just wanted to let the people know that they better go to the site and read. But that it sounds like a set-up job here that the samples were stolen.
Well, look at the big publicity on the bird flu fears right now on the Communitarian News Network. Then we have the hurricane to deal with and worry about. We're being inundated with propaganda, don't you think, Carol?
Yeah. How do you want me to give you my number?
Just stay on the line, and they'll pick it up and give it to me.
Okay, well, it's really nice talking to you, Chris.
Thank you very much, Carol. Nice hearing from you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sustainable development and natural hazards mitigation. Listen to this, people. Sustainable development and natural hazards mitigation. It's a monster. Dated January 1999, prepared by a number of people. Anna K. Schwab, Research Associate, the Department of City and Regional Planning, University of North Carolina. Here we have others that are involved in this. David Browner, Research Professor, Department of City and Regional Planning, University of North Carolina as well. With the Mitigation Planning Initiative Group, Division of Emergency Management, North Carolina Department of Crime Control and Public Safety. Once again, dated 1999. And the title of this section is Living Beyond Our Means. The United States of America is fast growing beyond its limits. Our growth acclimated society has exceeded the Earth's capacity to sustain us while we continue to follow a growth at all costs lifestyle. Oh, really? How many years have we been told that we should only have two children, listeners? And that the Pope, no matter which pope it is in position, has been telling the Catholic religion to multiply? You see the scenarios being set upon us? Non-renewable resources are being used faster than renewable substitutes are being found, and pollutants and toxins may soon reach the assimilative limit of the oceans. Clearly, this pattern of consumption and overuse are unsustainable. Many believe we are approaching a point of no return in our relationship with the Earth. There are also those who believe that our current patterns of behavior regarding natural resources are a derelict of duty, a duty which is imposed on all living things to live within the caring capacity of their environment. These unsustainable patterns permeate nearly every aspect of our collective lives. We are even transgressing the limits placed upon us by the natural world in our choices of habitat and have pushed development into areas which are inappropriate or dangerous for human settlement. Human activities is routinely located so that it creates a serious threat to ourselves as well as a wide variety of natural resources and functions, many of which are beneficial to people as well as valuable in and of themselves as part of an interrelated living ecosystem. Level, dry, and stable construction sites are long gone in many communities. Is that right? Yet the pressure to build more commercial venues, production facilities, employment centers, and residential units continues to be steady and strong in much of the country. Left to develop are only previously unused lands, wetlands, mangroves. What's a mangrove, listeners? Oceanfront beaches and dunes, floodplains, steep slopes, fault zones, fire-prone areas, and other wild spaces. This is total propaganda, listeners, in my opinion. Many are altered to suit the builder's needs. Wetlands are drained, dunes are leveled, vegetation is planted in fire break zones, and the natural integrity of the area is forever impugned. In choosing these building sites and changing the landscape, we not only lose the inherent value of these areas, but we also expose ourselves to forces beyond our control. We'll be back to continue. Stay with us. Lots to do today. Weather modification.